Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland, and this is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. And we're here this morning with the KCBC class and some great people from Brazil that are here visiting with us. And we were laughing a little bit. I might as well go ahead and tell you why everybody's like this. My dad and I were best friends, and we just had a lot of fun together. And there's a large ranch not too far from me. I mean, you know, there's thousands of acres. And a lot of it in the soil bank set aside and so forth. Well, he called the foreman, and so Dad and I went up there, and I said, what do you think? We got time here, you know, for a cup of coffee before we go to bed. Yeah, he said, I think it'd be good. We spend some time here visiting together. So I just went down at that little clean screen and scooped that up and little metal pots, and I put the little stand in the middle of it, and I'd already built a little fire. And so it seemed like coffee is real good. Now, so they're already going. So I went down there to clean up the coffee pot, and I said, Dad, you think this little frog in here, this I scooped that little frog about that big up in that coffee pot, and we figured that sure was good coffee. I said, you think maybe I find another one I can scoop up in? No. And some of you out there, folks, we Texas people. We raised on frogs, you understand? Well, in a way we were. Anyway, thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Okay. Our golden text, as Brother Hagin used to say, is chapter 1 of the book of Romans. Now, when it starts off with there is therefore now. So, great large T in the King James Bible. Here, that is a change of thought, changing subjects. The impact from it starts at chapter 1, verse 1. Well, let's back up. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord, so that with the mind I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh the law of sin. There is therefore now no condemnation. We did this before. Now, every moment updates itself. And for those of you that were not with us yesterday, your life started the moment today that you opened your eyes. So, first words, last words. Now, that's a biblical thing. All of the Bible scholars that I've studied after, I'm going to use the word glory. The first time the word glory was mentioned in the King James Bible was talking about wealth. Where's he gotten all this glory? Well, there is the glory of God. But when you begin there, then you follow that throughout the time. So, and you have a deeper insight into what that word means. So then as you study it, let's apply that then, for instance, to the United States. and our first president, George Washington. This was back before people had middle names. And he's the one that pushed it and pushed it and pushed it and pushed it, that all men are created equal. He believed that. Now, you know what a debenture slave is? A debenture slave? You remember Jacob? He worked for his father-in-law for a daughter. He's a debenture slave. And he had no idea, class. He had no idea that it took those two women to build the tribes of Judah, nothing but the tribes of Israel. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, who became Israel. That when you see the children of Israel, they are the children of Jacob. George Washington, number one. We know why God chose Abram, because he would teach his children. Amen. George Washington chose the 17th chapter of the book of Genesis. No, we're going back to this. He chose the 17th chapter of the book of Genesis. And then he shocked everyone and got down on his knee and said, "You will be our God and we will be your people. The great jubilee. Let liberty ring throughout the land." Leviticus. And I'll remind you, Americans, they rang it till they broke it. The first act of Congress, page one. I pray for my partners all over the world. And I remind the Lord. Way back, I remind him. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and George. Yes, sir. This nation absolutely belongs to you. Now, where did that come from? A long time ago. Not, I had it in my spirit. Study your first president. Study your first president. For this is the Lord speaking to me, I picked this land from one ocean to the other and set it aside for myself to support my land, Israel. That's the reason this has been the most successful. This country doesn't have anybody trying to get out of it. They're leaving others trying to get into here. I don't blame them for that. Not at all. And the success or the failure of it is up to the administration, whoever's running the country. We know that. But as we pray for the country, just remind yourself of that. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, George, and Congress. There was no George Washington. city is New York. And they went to St. Paul's Chapel, where all of this took place. And that little chapel is what made it through 9/11. That is a sacred place to God. No bomb or anything else could take it out. So, let's stay back on subject. Well, we are on subject. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit, or the Word. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do in that it was weak through flesh, God sending His Son in the likeness of sinful flesh for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. Now, let's come over here to the 15th verse. We have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. We have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God, and if children, then heirs of God and joint heirs with the Anointed One. Glory to God. Now we've come over to the study of the word chesed, a Jewish word that is very difficult to translate into English. It is translated loving kindness. It is translated in several different ways. But that's the reason you need the BLB, the Blue Letter Bible. It's free. But when you get it, you support it. It is a learning tool. Are you making an advertisement for them? Get it. I support it personally, financially. We support it out of the ministry. Because you can go right back there and you can check out the root of those words and what they mean. But the word chesed means the lesser is blessed of the greater on an equal basis.
Praise God. Praise God.
I had a British missionary explain it to me like this. In Africa, and there's mama elephant and a baby elephant, and you get close to baby elephant and those big ears come out, you fixing to get a dose of chesed, brother. Because all of a sudden that baby and that mama are equal. And don't mess with the baby. So you can just tell the devil, don't mess with the baby. All right, do we have a scripture we can turn to with that? Can anybody think of a scripture? Any of the class? Well, huh? What?
The Lord goes before you and fights for you.
Well, that wasn't quite the one I was thinking about. Why don't we try the book of Philippians? What do you think about that? Oh, yes. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You know that's right here in the New Testament, isn't it? Okay, there it is. Philippians. Yeah, chapter 2. Are you there? If there be therefore any consolation in Christ, every time you see the word Christ, meditate and translate. Christ, His anointing, the anointed one in his anointing, if any comfort of love, if any, what? What? Oh, if any bowels and mercy, okay, fulfill ye my joy, that you be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord and of one mind. Let nothing be done in strife. Well, okay, we deal with that. Verse 5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Whew. Let this mind. Well, may I remind you, Christ, that the book says we have the mind of Christ. We have the same anointing. We have his anointing available to us on our mind. And in the 12th chapter of the book of Romans, we are to renew our minds. We offer ourselves as a living sacrifice. We're in the 8th chapter, right?
Amen.
Joint heirs with Christ.
Amen.
Not robbery to be called equal with God. But you have to let that be in you. Because I don't know, baby, that don't sound just right. Equal with God. How many of you born again?
Amen.
You're equal with God. What that mean? We are born from above. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, whosoever
believes
on him
shall not perish,
but have everlasting life. If I was an attorney, I'd say, I believe I just made my case here. Because you're going to have to get some other book other than that one to break it. But this is the point. All of our teaching, faith is the catalyst. This unseen force. And it's the only thing. It is, it's even said about this. It is impossible to please him without it. Why? You can't get saved without it. You can't be blessed without it. So, trying to put something together here. The catalyst. What does that mean? Well, there is an adhesive called epoxy. Both elements are inert. They don't do anything. But you bring them together, you better do it in a hurry. Because here, and this is the point I want to bring up. You bring those two together, what happens? Huh? What? It gets hot. It gets hot. It's about to stick. And when your faith gets hot, the catalyst has happened. And you're about to stick this thing together and nobody can take it away from you. Glory to God forevermore. Thank you, Jesus. So, today, Genesis 17, 1. Okay, Genesis 17, 1. When Abram was 90 years old and nine, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am El Shaddai. Wait a minute. In the beginning, God, El Shaddai. No. That's not El Shaddai. That's Elohim. Well, God. Blue letter. Your little blue letter. Bible app. Elohim. Plural. In the beginning, Elohim, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost created the heaven and earth. That just opens up a whole new thing. But here you are. I am El Shaddai. I will make my covenant between me and thee and will multiply you exceedingly. Abram fell on his face. And El Shaddai began talking to him, saying, as for me, my covenant is with thee and shall be a father of many nations. Neither shall thy name any more be called Abram, but your name shall be Abraham, for I, a father of many nations have I made of thee. Abraham. Hashem. Hashem, listen, Yod, Hey, Vav, Hey. Hashem, the God who is more than enough. It really, in reality, you could see it would refer to a nurse. It would refer to a nurse. And Nurse Valerie Jordan is right here. And it would refresh, I mean, she helped take care of me. And, you know, they come down there and take blood for different things, you know, and sometimes I think I'm surrounded by vampires, but at my age, there's somebody, but anyway. No. Or a mother. And let me use this. When Kelly was born, when John was born, she was everything. She was their food. She was their everything. She was their life. And, you know, those of you that know the story, I fell in love with her the day I met her. And then when she was in labor, I stood over the end of that bed and I cried like a baby. But I couldn't, you know, that's all I could do. But she's the mama.
Yes.
She was little El Shaddai. She was everything for me. And that's the point, a covenant with the God that's more than enough. You get anything out of this today?
Yes.
We'll be back in just a moment.
This isn't just a school. It's the revival capital of the world.
At Kenneth Copeland Bible College, receive more than an education. Built on faith, integrity, and excellence, KCBC will help you uncover your God-given gifts, deepen your understanding of God's Word, and build relationships that will last a lifetime. Whether you're looking to build a strong foundation for your future or discover your unique calling, learn it here. Apply today at kcbiblecollege.org.
The earth began in darkness with the Holy Spirit moving upon the face of the water until one thing changed. God spoke, and his faith-filled words lit up the universe and formed all of creation. He put that same overcoming, creative power inside of you. Get Kenneth Copeland's audio teaching, Faith-Filled Words Dominate the Law of Sin and Death, and find out how to use your God-given faith to release light over any darkness you face. Whether you need healing, direction, peace, or finances, learn to access everything God's kingdom offers to be yours here and now. Your very salvation in Christ started by confessing what you believe about Jesus as your Savior. Now all of your life of faith works the same way. No matter what's going on in the world around you, when you get God's Word into your heart, everything changes. Your faith-filled words will dominate sin and death every time. Request your free digital download of Faith-Filled Words Dominate the Law of Sin and Death by Kenneth Copeland. Develop faith in your inner man, speak God's word, and receive the promises he has for you. Go to kcm.org/TV special to download your free audio file today. This offer is good for 60 days.
Welcome to KCM.org, your study center for victory. Click Start Here to unlock answers on where to begin your faith journey. You'll find links to our most popular content and an overview of what KCM.org can do for you. Start there and don't stop exploring. Find a Bible-believing church home with the Find a Church feature. At KCM.org, we want to answer your questions, encourage you daily, and help lead you on the path to victory in your family, finances, emotional, and physical health. With things to watch, read, pray, and speak, KCM.org meets you where you are.
People will always tell you you can't do it. Do these three things and you'll always be successful. Number one, find out the will of God. Number two, confer no longer with flesh and blood. Number three, get your job done at all costs. Finding out the will of God, that's when you get the vision.
Join us for the Branson Victory Campaign with Kenneth Copeland, Keith Butler, and Reba Rambo, April 3rd through the 5th. Register at kcm.org/Branson today.
All of us are so glad you could be with us here today. And here in Fort Worth, it's kind of a cold, rainy day. I don't know where you are, but we're glad that you are here with us. Don't miss tomorrow. Be right here. And until then, remember this. God loves you, and we love you, and Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah.
Find out more about Kenneth Copeland Ministries and how we can help you grow in faith. Visit our website, kcm.org.